Fiona Ritchie here with an hour of great music on the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. The quintet is Cooig from the northeast of England, launching the Thistle and Shamrock this week with a Bill Munro composition, Wheelhouse, the traditional old-time melody Redbird, and then linking into the Irish reel, Tripping Up to Larne. If you listen with any regularity to our programmes, I think you might well agree that we cover quite a wide range of music for a programme created under the banner The Thistle and Shamrock. Scottish and Irish music, yes, but there's also music from related traditions in England and Wales, also in France and Spain, and across the Atlantic there, where settlers from these old lands established their communities and cultures in the New World, in places like Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, now celebrated as a living repository of Scottish Highland fiddle styles and tunes and dance and Gaelic song. Traditional music, contemporary outgrowths from those roots of traditions, crossovers into other musical cultures, we cover a lot, and we go anywhere that a Celtic spirit might take us. This week I want to wander back into a world of music which first captivated me over 20 years ago when I first came to live in the United States, finding a place for my music on the radio and finding other music out and around me which I also came to think of as my own in the mountains of my North Carolina home and beyond. Although living back in Scotland now, I travel the miles in a matter of a few bars of an old-time fiddle tune. And of course, the connection is not just a sentimental one for me. 1717 saw the first emigration of Ulster Scots to America. Between 1717 and the Revolutionary War, a quarter of a million came, settling down along the eastern slopes of the Appalachians. And then there were the Highland Scots exiles from the Jacobite campaigns and Highland clearances, bringing more Scots there. The Irish famine of the mid-1800s caused a huge wave of immigration, mostly to the big cities of the northeast and the midwest. Reels, jigs, ballads and airs were the footprints of these new Americans, and we'll follow them through the music of the southern mountains of the United States this week, with Norman Blake, Duck Baker and Molly Andrews, Emmylou Harris and Mark O'Connor. Come with me. Tim O'Brien is first, with a ballad he says is an excellent example of the freezing of Celtic music in Appalachia, coming as it does from the very heart of that 18th century Ulster Scots immigrant community, Ireland's Green Shore, that's next. Then he's going to help us trace the development of a song which made the journey through time to the New World. It started out in Scotland as The Deal He Came to the Man at the Plough, The Devil He Came to the Man at the Plough, and it might have travelled through that first part of the Scots migration to Ulster and then on to the United States in the 1600s, where it took hold in Ireland as the devil and the farmer's wife. And then after travelling onward, it found itself at home again in the southern states as the farmer's cursed wife. Here it's Journey with After Hours, the Irish band, and Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys. First, though, from his project The Crossing, it's Tim O'Brien.
One evening for pleasure I rambled on the banks of some cold purling stream. I sat down on a bed of primroses and I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt that I saw a fair female, her equal I never saw before. Sad for the loss of our country as we stray there on Ireland's green shore. Her cheeks were like two blooming roses, and her teeth were like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds, both stars on some cold frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green was the mantle that she wore. All bowed down with the hemlocks and the roses as we strayed there on Ireland's green shore. was only a dream. That pretty fair female had fled me, and I longed to be slumbering again. May the heavens above be her guardian, for I know I'll never see her anymore. May the golden sunbeam shine upon her, she lies sleeping on Ireland's green shore.
Thank you. stick, smash the brains, we wick, fillet, fillickety, fondle-dolly. And two little devils are playing handball. With a stick, she's babbled and scattled them all, me wick, fillet, fillickety, fondle-dolly. And two little devils peeped over the wall. Said, take away, daddy, she'll mother us all, me wick, fillet, fillickety, fondle-dolly. Hoisted her up in his home. And back to the farmer we worried and jumped. Me wick, fillet, fillickety, fondle-dolly. He says to the farmer, here's your wife safe and well. She wouldn't be kept, not even in hell. Me wick, fillet, fillickety, fondle-dolly. There were 9 days going, but one coming back. She lifted the scrap and she left the pot. Me wick,
diddle-i-diddle-i-day. Well, the devil, he came to his field one day, says, you're old woman, I'm gonna take away, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. Oh, take her with all of my heart, and I hope to my soul that they'll never, never part, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. All up in the sack and off to hell they went clickety-clack, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. Well, they got her on down by the half of the road. He says, old lady, you're a devil of a load, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. Got her on down to the gates of hell. Says, punch up the fire, gonna scorch you well. Singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. She took it away and she knocked out the brain, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. 10 little devils went a-climbing the wall, says, take her back, daddy, she's a-murdering us all, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. Butter sticking pedal his head, singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. Away she went whistling over the hill, if the devil won't have me, I wonder who will. Singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day. You what a woman will do. She's worse than the devil and she's worse than you. Singing fi-diddle-i-diddle-i-die, fiddle-i-diddle-i-day.
Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys with The Farmer's Cursed Wife, a song which made the journey from Old World to New with the Ulster Scots, the Scots-Irish, who settled along the eastern slopes and up into the ridges and hollows of the Appalachians in the 1700s and 1800s. And you really don't have to look far to find more, many more songs that made that journey. And as many times as we've made this connection together with our music here on the Thistle and Shamrock, I stumbled across another. Molly Andrews with Duck Baker sings A Pretty Fair Miss. Hear how it originated across the Atlantic with Trina Nichono and Relativity singing There Was a Lady. First, from the hills of northwest Georgia, a musician who has been devoted to the rural acoustic music of the 1930s and 40s, Norman Blake and Brickyard Joe.
Honor. No, you're not the one that I are sailing on the deep blue sea. Perhaps he's on some ship a-sailing, or maybe he is on some battlefield sail. Or if he's to some fair girl to marry, I would love that girl for loving him. He took his hands out of his pocket, fainted at his feet. Right there it was. He picked her up all in his arms, and the kisses that he gave her was 1, 2, 3. This is your true and faithful soldier, has returned from war for to marry thee.
There was a lady in her father's garden. A brisk young sailor came passing by. He stood a while and he gazed upon her, and he said, "Young lady, won't you marry I? I'm not a lady, but a poor wee girl, and a poor wee girl by a road agree. There for a young man you may try some other, for a servant girl I'm not fit to be. Oh, I have houses and great big living, and plenty money for to set you free. If you come home, I'll make you my own, and you'll have servants to wait on thee. It's 7 years since I had a sweetheart, and 7 more since I didn't see. 7 years I will wait upon him, for if he's alive, he'll come home to me. It's 7 years since you had a sweetheart, and 7 more since you didn't see. 7 more you will wait upon him. Perhaps this young man you might never see. Oh, if he's sick, I wished him better. Or if he's dead, I wish him rest. But if he's alive, I will wait upon him.
Thank you.
Relativity. Duck Baker and Molly Andrews before, and first, Norman Blake. If you listen regularly to Thistle, you may not need it pointed out, the echo, the kinship between the Celtic-rooted music we feature through the weeks here and the traditional ballads and old-time music of the mountains and the Piedmont of the southeastern United States. Sometimes that link is expressed musically, the modal settings. Sometimes it's historical, sometimes almost spiritual. It's a connection I like to spotlight from time to time on Thistle, like this week. And we have fiddler James Bryan and Emmylou Harris. Also something from Appalachia Waltz by Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer and Mark O'Connor. Keep track of what we're playing online with a playlist within a couple of days of each programme at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Heard Norman Blake earlier on, and our next artist is James Bryan, a traditional fiddler I first heard playing in Norman Blake's band, the Rising Fawn String Ensemble. James Bryan is a known authority on the early history of country music, of rural blues and southern sacred song traditions. And when I first returned to Scotland from the US, I played him for someone over here who hadn't been exposed to the American old-time sound before, and they were just amazed at the shoot it offered so obviously from the root of Celtic music. From one of the first published collections of southern fiddle music, James Bryan gives us Indian Whoop. Then one of the best-known ballads, popular throughout the British Isles and Ireland, Barbara Allen. It naturally arrived in the Southern Mountains several generations ago, and we're going to hear the traditional version from Emmy Rossum. And Emmylou Harris proves that a great song has timeless appeal. First of all, though, James Bryan.
In the merry month of May, when all gay flowers were blooming, sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant to the town. He sent him to her dwelling, saying, "Master's sick and very sick, and for your sake he's a-dying."
"'Twas in the merry month of May, when all gay flowers were blooming, sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbara Allen. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where she was. If your name be Barbara Allen, so slowly, slowly she gets up, and to his bedside going, she drew the curtains to one side, and says, 'Young man, you're dying. I know I'm sick and very she slighted Barbara. He reached up his pale white hands, intending for to touch her. She turned away from his bedside and says, 'Young man, I won't have you.' He turned his cheek to all, and adieu to Barbara. She had not
thank you.
Barbara Allen from Emmy Lou Harris and Emmy Rossum before her, and the fiddler was James Bryan. Well, we've been uncovering that historical route, R-O-U-T-E, between the Celtic world and that part of the New World which saw the birth of this radio programme, North Carolina, the music from there and the neighbouring states connecting us back to the 18th century migrations which shaped the culture of the southern hills and mountains. Generations later, vinyl record albums, radio and travelling musicians allowed the music to reverse that journey in a fraction of the time. And some of the music which had evolved among the old Scots-Irish settlers and the Cherokee and African and French and English influences over many years, it found its way back into the pub sessions and folk clubs on this side of the Atlantic. Recorded in the Tron Tavern in Edinburgh, Ian Carmichael and friends with the Southern Standard Shady Grove, and then Northern Irish band Four Men and a Dog, singing North Carolina singer Ola Bell Reid's High on a Mountain.
Wish I had a big fine horse and corn to feed him on. Shady Grove, stay at home and feed him when I'm gone.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
In the summertime, apples in the fall. I don't get the girl I love, I don't want none at all.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
As my memory returns, oh, how I start to yearn for you and the days that used to be. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, wondering where the years of my life.
And I wonder if you ever think of me, or has time blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze blow gently through the trees, I'll always treasure what you were to me. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. Thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. Yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have flown.
I'm proud to be standing. I walked up the pier from the tall ships landing. My clothes were just rags, no good in this weather, but my back it was strong, my hands tough as leather. Climbed up these hills till I come to this spot where I stand. Cleared these fields and I pulled up the stumps with my hands. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. For a mountaineer is always free. I took a Cherokee bride. She gave me five babies. I sang at the wakes, I cried at the weddings. Raised all my children on the songs of my youth, to dance to the fiddle and practice the truth. Carried them up on my shoulders to where they could see this whole world before them, just so they would know what it means. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. For a mountaineer is always free. To treat us like beggars and thieves. There's no one but God here to fear or to look down on me. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. For a mountaineer is always free. Oh, no more. Always free.
Pettis, a mountaineer is always free, from Northern Ireland's Four Men and a Dog. It was High on a Mountain, and Ian Carmichael and friends sang Shady Grove in an Edinburgh pub. Look for a playlist online in the week following each broadcast and discover a lot more besides at our website, thistleradio.com. A set of recent programme playlists is also available by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, Heading South, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. From Appalachia Waltz with Yo-Yo Ma, Edgar Meyer and Mark O'Connor, an old Irish air now, the star of the County Down. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of free concerts in the United States. Schedules at musicpf.org. This is NPR Music.